Board members reapproved conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder and chronic pain, both of which Rauner shot down in January. They also voted to allow people with diabetes and panic disorder to be able to legally use medical marijuana. But board members doubt any of these diseases will become part of the program. The governor's office has said not enough time has passed to fully evaluate it. Joseph Wright, who directs the pilot program, says he doesn't think that position has changed.
I don't have a crystal ball into when or how conditions will be added. There's two methods, as you all know. One of them is through this board, and another is through the legislature.
A decision by Rauner is expected by July. The pilot program started in 2013, but sales didn't start until late last year. I'm Sarah Mueller.